Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today we are talking about reincarnation, also known as rebirth and transmigration. I just really want to say that word.
It rhymed.
It did. I loved a fucking rhyme. When I worked for Pizza Hut, somebody once compared me to Dr. Seuss. And I was like, guys, I'm going home. My life is made. I just got compared to Dr. Seuss. It was before the internet told us what a bad person he was. Don't judge me. I just like the stories.
Damn it! I know! Damn it, Dr. Seuss.
I didn't know, but God, I love Dr. Seuss. Like, the rhymes, like, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, makes me fucking happy.
Really?
I watched that video over and
like
over
the Grinch.
I love the Grinch. Like, I was an older teenager, like above the age of 15, when Drew Carey's The Grinch came out. And I loved The Grinch so much. My parents, like, got me all this Grinch stuff for that movie coming out. Like, I got the VHS of the original. They took me to see the Drew Carey Grinch. I got, like, a Grinch fucking doll. Like, I love The Grinch.
I also really like Horton Hears Who.
His heart grew his size as that day. I love Horton Hears Who because elephants.
I love the little people.
What?
Oh my god.
Oh, the little people, yes.
The Lorax, though.
Because, like, Thumbelina was one of my favorites growing up. I love Thumbelina. She lived me along the show. God, I collected miniatures to make this all make a little bit more sense to everybody listening. I collected miniatures for a really long time. My favorite thing was a gumball machine that was, like, this big, and then gumball and then tiny. Those big screens.
They come out?
Only when it broke. I was like 11 when I got that, and it was glass, like the ball part was glass, so eventually it fell and broke.
Yeah,
I wish I was more careful when I was a child. I'd have some cool ass shoes.
So on the topic of reincarnation, I'm very excited to talk about this. So I know that me and Amber are going to be talking about our own personal beliefs for the most part.
Yes.
As a Hellenic witch, mine's going to be more towards Greek.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's my own twist on it.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, like, because I have a belief in that afterlife.
Right.
But I also believe in reincarnation.
With the topic of reincarnation, do we want to touch on the afterlife? Because that's kind of...
Well, it's part of my belief
system. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, for sure.
I mean, as it comes up, I think we should. It seems appropriate. I mean, like, okay, because... So, do we want to start with, like, this is where it comes from, or do we want to start with, this is what I believe?
Maybe, like, a quick, hey, this is also, or this is recognized in Hinduism.
Yeah.
Buddhism, the other one that starts with an S-K-I, they also
Sikhism or
is it
Sikhism? It's either Sikh or Sikh.
They're called Sikh.
So Sikhism makes sense. Because that's, like, I said Sikhism, and then I was like, Sikhism is right.
They
and
wear
then I was like, why do I know that? And so I don't know.
And then there was another one.
Jainism. But
is that a Middle Eastern?
It is. It's an Eastern, like, from, like, somewhere from in Asia. It's an Asian-based religion from what I... read, and by read, I don't mean I read about Jainism, because I didn't. We're not
I am curious,
like, going into all of...
I've never heard of it before, so I am curious.
Yeah, I've heard of it before, but I don't know about it.
This episode is mostly talking about our own beliefs.
Yeah, I'm, like, of the Eastern religions, I once took an online test that said Taoism is, like, the religion I relate to most, which did... have me look into Taoism just a wee bit over a decade ago, so I don't remember much about it. Hinduism and Buddhism, there's a little bit, yeah, there's a little bit of both of them that I love. I have Hindu and Buddhist icons in my home. I've got Dalai Lama scroll on my living room wall, like two of them, because they're beautiful and accurate and appropriate things, you know, and, like, I always say, because one of my friends who practiced Buddhism, one of the things they said to me was, like, kind of one of the main tenets of Buddhism is all things in moderation. And I was like, you know what? I can truck with that belief, you know? Like, that trucks for me, because, like, all things in moderation, like, enjoy a glass of wine.
we'll see.
But don't have a bottle to yourself.
One of the reasons my husband left Hindu Buddhism is because there's different types of Buddhism. Mm-hmm. There's like so many.
Just like Christianity, right? There's like different sects because we should say that some Buddhism and some Hinduism believe in reincarnation. Some believe in an afterlife, which I did not.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you. It just reminded me.
No, yeah. Because there's one set of Buddhism, you say that about the wine, that says that you should not have any intoxicants at all, because they cloud the way to that's why my husband was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like the all things in moderation thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and like, the Nirvana thing is great because it means I get to say the word samsara, because samsara is the cycles that you go through, and as you elevate and ascend, is how you can reach Nirvana eventually through your samsara. I didn't know how I was going to work that in the conversation. Thanks, Joe.
Excuse me. You know, well, I'm sure reincarnation is not just in Eastern religions.
Because like Druids, and it's in Judaism.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the Kabbalah. Judaism After Dark. Sorry, that American Dad episode where like the one guy's like, Debbie, I think you'd be interested in whatchamacallit, and then he was like, it's Judaism After Dark. And it's like the Kabbalah is with me and whatever he said. No, I can't remember the word because damn it.
You say
I need to.
This is gonna sound so stupid. You say Kabbalah and I'm like, Kabbalah, Shakala.
Every time I read my Kabbalah now, I'll be like, Shakala. I can't remember the rest of that. I wish I was a little bit taller. Yes, I do. I'm like the shortest. I'm one of like the three shortest people in my family, and it burns me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like my sister and I think we're the same height, and our grandmother was like 5'3". I'm one of the shortest.
You're taller than me. That's slightly.
Slightly.
It's sad.
My male cousin Tony, he's just slightly taller than me, and I feel bad for him because I think he's the shortest dude in the family.
How tall are you? Do you know?
I'm like 5'5" on a given. I stretch my neck with Corey's stretcher thing, so I might actually be 5'5". Corey says
I did not think
5'1.5", 5'2" was short. Apparently, it is. My grandmother was 5'3", and her daughters were like 5'10 and 5'8". God damn, I'm my grandmother, guys. Wow. Grandmother Ellen, props. You lived a hard life.
I don't know where my
like,
short.
Gotta look up to all your children. I know, because I have to.
I can't believe my younger siblings are taller than me. That's
well, like, I just
fucking.
Yeah. I think my sister is possibly just a wee bit taller than me. My brother's definitely taller than me. And so are both my parents. Like, I did not get the height. I got the short from both of my grandmas. Anywho, so reincarnation, as we were talking about. Granted, I'm gonna say, maybe I am my grandmother Ellen, because damn, realizing kinda redoing some of that a little bit better.
Have you ever noticed that?
No offense, Grandmother Ellen. I don't think
so. When people claim that they're reincarnated, it's never a normal person.
It's always like famous.
Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Or
I would love to do
Elizabeth Bathory.
I would love to do what is that therapy?
Hypnotherapy.
Yeah. I would love to do that, but how do you find a trusted person that does that? Because I gotta really trust you to like let you do anything with like trying to fuck with my brain. So even if it's like taking
I think that was an SVU episode.
Probably.
I think
was.
It really was. I mean, come on, we're going on
right.
like 24
yeah.
seasons.
I don't doubt it. It makes sense. It would be a good episode. It makes sense.
It would be a great episode.
It would be a great episode. Not already, but it probably is. You're probably right. But, like, I would love to do that if I could find somebody that I trust, but, like, I believe because, like, I'm over a third Jewish in heritage. But I've always been, like, drawn to World War II stuff. Granted, both my grandfathers fought in D-Day, and I didn't know that as a child. But, like, I still feel like I existed in World War II, and I feel like I existed back in the flapper days, and I feel like I died young in both of those lives. Because to be an adult in flapper days and an adult in World War II days, I had to die pretty young.
I know this sounds silly, but I think I was a grandma in the 80s. I really do. I can just see, I'm closing my eyes, we're going there. We're going there this episode. I can just see, like, this country farm and, like, a golden retriever and a white picket fence, and inside there's whatever the fuck that shit is that grandparents did. What is it?
Scarves?
No, it's like a doily.
Crochet doilies.
Crochet shit. I got on a white sweater. Like,
I mean,
there's,
I feel
grandkids,
you.
You know what I mean?
You,
I don't know why it's that always that specific scene.
No, I get you, because I feel that in a flapper way. Like, straight up speakeasy, I'm wearing the attire, I got the headpiece on, I can dance like a mug. Like, I'm having a good old time, not living by the rules of women of my era. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that. I've always had that feeling.
You know,
does that make sense?
I think that...
Because it's like, it's almost more of a feeling than another. For me.
Well, for me,
I guess it's...
Because certain...
It's like reliving it. Because, like, I can see me dance. Like, I can feel me dancing, but it's not this... face, and it's not curly hair.
Oh, mine's not long, blonde, gray hair. It's the weirdest thing. But let me say, I think with reincarnation, what you remember, like the scene that I'm describing, or the scene that you're describing, personally, I think you remember those things because that's when you are most happiest in that life. So to me, it makes sense that you would remember that, because if you were the most the happiest you would be, you don't want to give up your happy memories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
But then again, I also believe, kind of off that topic, not really, when you die and become a ghost, you return back to the face that you had at your most happiest form of life. That's why there's not very many old ghosts. There are some old men and old women, but at least for me anyway, it's always younger. But that's my own belief system.
I like that. That's not necessarily how I believe, but I like that. It makes sense. I do like that. It does make sense.
Because, like, when you go to heaven, assuming you believe in heaven,
right,
which we'll get to, but in the Christian belief, if you believe in heaven, you are not old anymore. You're not.
You're like,
you're
in
the
prime.
Young. You're in your prime, the happiest part of your life. So I think that's maybe just something that always stuck with me.
I think it also depends on, like, what path of Christianity, because, like, that idea of, like, my own personal heaven that's, like, the happiest, like, that is not something I learned as a child.
Really?
That's something I learned later in life, the thought process of, so I don't know if that has to do with being raised Presbyterian or Methodist or not. I really don't know. But as far as reincarnation and the afterlife are concerned, although I do want to throw in, because I made note and I don't want them to be left out, Indigenous Americans and Indigenous Australians, some of them have reincarnation.
I thought Native Americans.
And that's not just strict to North America. Not all, right? So it's just like the Buddhists and the Hindu paths. Like, it's some, not mine. Yeah. So, like, just wanted to throw that out there for, like...
I truly thought that, too, you know? And, like...
And it makes
not
sense.
Not just North American, but also South American, just the Americas.
Right,
you
yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, because I wrote down Indigenous Americas. I don't... Or Americans, rather. And I don't remember if I wrote South or North, but it makes sense either way. Because,
right.
Like, it makes sense that... You know, pretty much, like, everywhere throughout the globe you go, you're going to find a little bit of someone who has a belief in reincarnation. creation. And that just kind of makes sense, especially with like things being cyclical, especially like in nature, things are cyclical. And I wonder if maybe that's where a belief in reincarnation comes from.
You know who else believes in reincarnation? Ooh, I'm scared to say it. I'm almost too messed up to say it. Starts with an S. Ends with all the truth.
They do.
It's a very predominant part of their
belief
system.
I don't think about them
pretty much ever. I forget they exist and then I remember them and I'm like, how are you related?
When we still had like Dish Network or whatever satellite company we used, I can't remember if it was DirecTV or Dish Network, but like they have a channel all their own with like their own little like propaganda documentaries. It's funny as hell. Dude. Like late at night when I'm at my dad's, because he does still have satellite, I'll put it on there sometimes just for fun. Because like
I like to learn and figure out what they believe.
Anti-psychology. It's funny.
Like what the fuck is this? It's just,
they're almost propaganda, man. Don't watch it in an open frame of mind. Okay, don't let them brainwash you.
Oh, yeah, they do, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
how it works.
Corey was like, why are you watching this shit?
You're like this makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, no, they're not going to turn me against reason.
It's hard, though, because I too.
Yeah. It's hardcore propaganda, and it's meant to brainwash you. And they're not bad at their jobs. Let's just say that.
Well, you know, they're right up there with the one people in like Nevada that scared the ever loving fuck out of me.
Oh. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not a prepubescent girl in Utah.
Oh, is it Utah?
I don't fucking know. We're gonna call it Utah because Salt Lake
City. Nevada, Arizona, Texas.
Oh, yeah, Nevada too. Yeah, it's all the same over there. I just think Salt Lake City and that stuff. I just think Salt Lake City and that stuff.
I don't think they believe in reincarnation. I'm gonna say because I watched the documentary and they think that when I say the Messiah, I don't mean Jesus. I mean
their Messiah, which is not the same. Yeah, it's not the same.
They do believe that, I think, he is reincarnated.
I think you're right. I have seen that, yeah. Fucking.
But it's
I
not
don't think
Jesus.
About them either.
It's not, I don't think about them either, damn. I watched a whole ass fucking TV. There was a whole motherfucking, like, TV movie. Lifetime Movie Network Day, where it was just about movies, about that sort of thing, and women escaping. And I'm just like, is this real life?
My best friend used to live over there in Utah, in one of those communities. Her parents were members for a while. And one of her teachers was a young progressive woman, and when nobody else was around, she would tell the girls, like, okay, so here's the deal. Don't want to stay here. You need to get out as soon as...
Yes. I mean, she literally
her life. She did. She fucking did. And, like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. I'm not even going to say today who my best friend's name is, just in case that woman could be connected with anybody here.
Ooh, I got chills.
Because, yeah, she, like... That was awesome of her. She didn't have to do that. But her belief...
episode on the documentary that I watched where the guy that took over was making excuses and reasons as to why the young men had to be executed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was
absolutely
sending them all gone until all the young men were gone, and
yeah,
it was
no
just old men.
Yep.
With like 15 different wives.
Yep.
And more and more.
And then it became a thing where they were marrying their own daughters. Like, I mean, sorry to get on that topic.
I was going to say, we could talk about cults all day long.
I know,
you bring this up, and I'm like, oh. Let's talk about David Koresh, but no.
I know,
not,
we're not on that.
Because please don't reincarnate that bastard. We don't need another week. Anyway, I'm not going to go there because we have a DC listener. So anyway, reincarnation.
Shit.
So the Druids held a belief in reincarnation, as well as, I would imagine there's other European practices that probably held beliefs in reincarnation. Because, I mean... if the Jews had beliefs in reincarnation, they were all over Europe. You know what I mean?
The Egyptians?
Egyptians did have.
I thought so.
They have, their belief is very cyclical. But actually, I know that some things, something about like when they're mummified, the idea is they're going to be like taken
physically,
up physically. Yeah.
So that's.
So, but I do believe because their belief is also cyclical, like the entire world goes through a cyclical cycle, which actually I totally believe. And so in that manner, everything is reincarnated because it all gets like poofed out of existence and then made anew again. And that's everything, because energy can be neither created nor destroyed, which is why I believe in reincarnation personally.
Well, that's why I believe in the afterlife for sure as well.
Well, and the afterlife factors into my belief in reincarnation. So, okay. Let me ask you, because I think this is important, right? And listeners, think about it yourselves, especially if you are a fan of reincarnation, whatever. Like, I pose this question of you as well. How did you learn about reincarnation? Do you want me to answer first?
No, because I'm going to be real with you. I think I learned about it so long ago that I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I was in probably kindergarten or the first grade.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Like, I don't even remember how, but I remember always believing in it. From the first time I heard it, I always believed it.
Yep. Absolutely. I agree with that. So, as an 80s baby, 90s kid, I grew up on Unsolved Mysteries, and I guarantee you that is where I was introduced to reincarnation.
Oh, my mother believed in reincarnation.
If it wasn't Unsolved Mysteries, then it would have been Reader's Digest, because they covered stuff like that in their articles as well. So, like, they would cover stories about this kid, says he's a World War II pilot who's been reincarnated for shit. So, like, pop culture introduced me to reincarnation, like, 100%. I don't think my parents were the belief in reincarnation, because they're Christian, so, like, heaven is what I was taught for sure.
I know my mom definitely believes in reincarnation. Actually, my brother was weirdly obsessed with the Titanic when he was younger. Weirdly obsessed. I mean, he wanted to watch the movie. He wanted to go to the museum. And when I say younger, I mean like 5 or 6.
Yep, I get that.
He wanted to read about it. It was just, and everybody was like, hey, it's crazy. The Titanic is such a good page.
Yeah.
You know? My sister used to, maybe that's where I learned it. That's much. She used to be like, when I was in college, I actually did this and this, and I became this type of person.
You've told me about that for years.
Yeah, and it used to piss me off so much, you guys. I'd be like, bitch, you weren't in college. I'm older than you, and I'm not even in school yet. I know you weren't in college. And she'd be like, no, yes, I was. I was in college. I studied to be a teacher. This is what I did. And it was, like, such a great time. And I enjoyed being the teacher. And she would be like, I was married to this one guy, and he died. And I'd be like, you are such a liar. Again, never occurred to me, holy shit, she's telling me her whole life's fucking story.
Right, yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah, she absolutely used to do that. She remembers it, too.
And, I mean, it makes sense because, like, little kids, like, up until a certain age will do that, and then they'll, like, start losing those memories.
Mm-hmm.
Not every little kid, obviously, but, like, I've always had, like, a really weird connection to my mother's mother. Like, when I was little, I was super, like, obsessed with her. She was dead before I was born. And, like, I don't know, like, I am such a mama's girl, and her mom was, like, so... I won't say obsessed with her, like, my mother's mother wasn't obsessed with my mother, but at the same time, like, she didn't tell her when she got into college out of state, because she didn't want her to leave her, you know what I mean? So it's like, would she have tried to get back to her daughter by, you know, coming in as one of her kids? I wonder, like, because sometimes throughout life, like, I used to say that I was 3/4 Russian and 1/4 Irish. No, my grandmother was 3/4 Russian and 1/4 Irish. Not me. No, my grandmother was half and half. My mom was 3/4 and 1/4. But, like, I don't know, I had weird connections to my grandmother, Ellen, and I've always wondered, like, was it somebody that was really close to her, or, like, am I possibly my grandmother Ellen because I'm like low-key obsessed with somebody that was dead long before I was ever born? Or is that normal when you don't have a nice grandma and you want to pretend you do? I don't know. I don't know. It's just like my thoughts on reincarnation throughout my life have been like wondering. But I do want to find a past life, whatever, because I'm curious. Like, I would love to have one of those people that does that, that I trust do. That would be fun. Interesting. Fun.
So, how do you believe reincarnation comes into play?
So, my belief in reincarnation and the afterlife in general is past art. You spend time in the afterlife. I think of it very much like the Elysian Fields. I think of it not so much like a heaven up in the clouds, but like a plane to itself. Like, I think about there being flowers and meadows and maybe forests and all sorts of different places that your soul can go to grow.
You know, I'm sorry, but when I think of the fields, because I do believe in the, how do you pronounce it?
Elysian.
Elysian. I said Elysian at one point.
I mean, Elysian. It might be. That's how.
No. I think it's just pronounced differently, but Elysian Fields. When I close my eyes, I see, and maybe it has to do with my own ancestry, a field with maybe leaves.
I won't lie, that is totally what I see when I picture it, and I'm like, there's got to be, like, flowers outside of the weeds.
Well, in the surrounding the weed is a forest, like, and to me, it's very Native American vibes, but that's my ancestry, you know, so if I close my eyes and I see myself walking through it, I don't know if you guys know this, my hair goes now past my butt. And I just see my hair, the natural color that it is, which is this... I know I just said I'm Native American. I'm not even into it. But it's the same color of the wheat. So it all kind of blends in. But I'm Native.
Yeah.
You don't need clothes.
Yeah, no, totally.
And there's no fucking bugs.
Yeah.
There's no bugs jumping on me in this wheat field.
Yeah, and if there are, like, it's just energy on energy.
Right.
But, like, I totally picture, like, there's gotta be waters, and there's gotta be,
there's a stream
oceans, and, like, there's everywhere. Not, like, the earth we're standing on necessarily, but, like, I believe it is a place that you go to do soul work. Like, while we're here to do work to better the world that we're in, to make the people of this world better, to make the world itself better. And then when we pass on to that next stage, I believe that we are there to do soul work. That we maybe picked up bad things when we were in our physical bodies. Maybe we did things that we need to atone for. Not to sound too Christian, but, you know, nobody's perfect.
No.
Right? I truly believe there's, like, this level of soul work that happens in the afterlife. And I believe it's a choice, for the most part, to come back. I really think that there's choice involved. I feel like you can choose to stay there and work on your spirit for as long as you want. You can be there for millennia. And then you can incarnate them. Or you can be there for 20 years and incarnate them. Maybe you can be there for 9 months. Choose to come back because you're so connected to here that you want right back. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't, your soul's not at the point yet that it wants to stay there and work on the soul level. It wants to be back here because it's so connected to this world. Does that make sense? Part of it is influenced by a movie my mom used to watch where one of the main characters was named Elmo, and this girl, I can't remember how many times, but they'd be alive together, they'd find each other, they'd fall in love, and then they'd get separated and die, and in the next lifetime the same thing would happen. And then at the end of the movie, very much like at the nice happy ending of Where Dreams May Come. And both of these movies are well over 20 years old, so spoiler alert, but you've had time to watch them. At the end, it's like they say their souls are together in the afterlife space, and they're like, you want to go again? Like, let's go back and find each other again. I've had so much fun.
That's sweet.
So, like, I'm sure that factors into my belief of it is a choice, right? But I think, like, you can choose to stay gone, and you can choose to come back. And I do believe, like, with the Nirvana and with the Judaism belief of Gil Bull, that as you're here on this plane, you have the opportunity to do good things to ascend to a higher level and come back higher every time until you just, you get to that Nirvana state, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's totally my belief, and part of it has to do with the Last Vampire series. Christopher Pike with, like, that was my introduction to Krishna, and the blue light, which totally factors into a lot of my death beliefs, but I'm pretty sure in those books, there's, like, this huge thing about reincarnation and, like, working on yourself and shit like that. I don't know. So what's your reincarnation beliefs?
So my reincarnation beliefs are, and I don't think there's many things to back this up. I think maybe it's my own personal belief, which is crazy, right? I think sometimes I wonder, is it weird to create your own belief / religion? You know what I mean?
I think that's what paganism is all about, personally. I mean, that's everything that resonates with me, I incorporate. You know what I mean?
Right. So for me, for the afterlife, for me, is the Hellenic version of the underworld. It is, you cross the river Styx, and you pay the ferry, or whatever. All that jazz. There's Tartarus, there's the fields, there's, I forgot what it is, it's in the middle. It's like, not the best people go there, but not the worst people go there. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not horrible. It's just like,
it's like
life now.
Is that where, like, Tantalus is, where he can never get to the apple? It's always just out of reach of his mouth.
To me, I feel like that'd be like a torment. Like,
yeah, totally.
You know, but I don't see it as like a torment type thing.
I see
it as
so
more of a, like,
they're just
everybody's
like
waiting
dead
in line. You know what
they're
I mean?
Just dead. Yeah. Okay.
Like, or it's like life
it's
is
like,
here. It's not horrible.
It's like that, what's her face is hell, where she's the cashier.
Exactly.
It's for everybody else, because the rest of them aren't the cashier.
Hell, but not that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're not
viewers. Whereas, I know there's some people in the underworld. There's one guy that was so thirsty every time he'd been down, he would drink the water.
To me, that's like,
I'm pretty
right
sure
under.
That's also Tantalus. I'm not positive, but I think he can never reach the apple and he can never get the water. He's always thirsty and hungry.
Right, to me, that's more like a pretty, like, intense hell, because that fucking sucks.
You know what's really weird, though? I realized that's where the word tantalize comes from. You know, we use that sexually all the time, but it's torture. Tantalus is being tortured. But tantalize, like when you tantalize a man with fruit. But because he's being tantalized.
I think it's like, yeah,
it's
I
terrible.
anyway, so I do think that you also can choose if you want to be reincarnated or not. But, like, and check out Witches on the Tarot in the Future for an episode on these two. I'm sure you know what I'm about to say. Like, are you guys? Eurydice and
Orpheus.
You have to ask for it. You have to ask. You have to convince the god and goddess Persephone and Hades, or just Hades. And you want to do it when Persephone's around, because Hades probably in a shitty mood when he's by himself and has to deal with everybody. Like, I'm just saying.
He's got a deal.
Like, he's by himself and he's like, ugh, you know, but when Persephone's there, she's kind of like
chills.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And they have to agree whether or not they think that you should be reincarnated. If you present your case well enough, and before you're reincarnated, you have to drink from the river of forgetfulness. And I'm sure in my head, I imagine a long line of people petitioning the god and goddess, because there's kind of a reason there's a god and goddess in here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you gotta keep control. Otherwise, it could be chaos.
Exactly. And as I say that out loud, not to sound ridiculous, but I do see Hades sitting by himself, and he's just like, and then I do see him with Persephone there, and it's a lot less.
You know what I mean? I do. I could see that. But I mean, from the standpoint of what a wonderful couple we find them to be, it makes sense.
Even if
that he'd be happier when she's around.
Right, right. And even if, you know, let's say the other version of the story is true, which I do not believe personally, which is that Persephone was kidnapped, blah, 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 I still think it'd probably be better to have Persephone there. She
still makes him happy. Like,
yes,
she's there, well,
that,
she's not. But
and
also,
she's kind herself. You know what I mean? Like,
but it also makes sense from the time of year that Persephone's down there, and then the fact that, you know, we try to have our kids born, as we've talked before, like at least in ancient times. Mm-hmm. You know, the fertility festivals line up with birthing at a certain time of year, right? So, in one form of belief or another, you could think that they are petitioning at just the right time of year to catch getting in on a baby that's being created, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right.
With her being down there.
And I don't know. I don't think it's my, I don't know if it's me connecting with something or it's my imagination going wild, but I can truly see them sitting on their thrones and there's a person there and maybe they're like, please, I have to go back. I have to go back. This is why I have to go back. Please, I have to go back. And they're like, that's not why you should go back. So you should probably take some time to realize why you should go back in the first place. Because just because you died early and you want to go back to see your boyfriend is not a good enough reason. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and would they be going back to see their boyfriends if they're getting reincarnated? Won't they be getting born? And so, like,
see, that's
they're
going to
be, like, 20 years.
Exactly. And I think that's
junior,
where the desperation of souls
because yeah.
they're not thinking about that part. They just like, I gotta go back. I can't be here. I don't need to be here right now. And that's where it's like, okay, you need to take some time to really think this through because it's not a decision. Whereas, you know, you see the memes and you see the things where people are just like, I didn't want to come back or like, I didn't want to
of like who tricked me and
right
now or like when my favorite one of those memes I think that you're referencing is like it's a bunch of people on a plane and like this lady's face and it's like when spirit asks who wants to be reincarnated and go help heal the world right now and a motherfucker says your name, you know what I mean?
Right. I think you have to ask for it. I don't think you're
I don't think you can get nominated, definitely. But I also believe in soul contracts and stuff like that. So like I definitely believe in I don't believe that you have to have a soul contract, but I believe in like agreeing that, you know, I'm gonna go back so that I can achieve these things in this lifetime. So I can do these things to help humanity, so I can do these things to help the world, so I can do these things to help the animals of the world, or whatever it is that your soul feels passionate about, right? You know what I mean? Like, I believe in that stuff, so, like, there was a point there. I believe that, like, it's not, like, a willy-nilly thing, but there's definitely choice involved, and I believe that if everybody could come back en masse, they probably would. But I believe that, like, some souls probably kind of, like, get lost in the vastness of the underworld, you know what I mean? Like, in the, not lost, but I guess maybe I am thinking of something along the lines of purgatory where you're, like, walking around in the clouds.
I saw this medium on Facebook. I did not agree with anything that she said. Which was when somebody was like, what, how do people feel when they die? Like, do they want to come back? And one of the things she said was, no. When people die, they never want to come back. Why would they want to come back here? And I just do not agree with that.
No, like I said.
Because she's like, when you die, you get the ultimate supreme knowledge because you go back into that spirit.
spiritual, you know.
You get to swim in the ethers. But it's just like that meme I shared about tripping on acid. And it's like the night that, you know, me on LSD and there's a chick in front of the dude and it says the secrets of the universe. And then the bottom picture is just the dude standing there and it says meet the next morning. Like, you know, you can delve deeply into the secrets of the universe and still swim out in those waters. I don't think that a soul would just be like, oh, I don't want to go back. I get to be in these waters of knowledge forever. Because, like, what's the point of all that knowledge when you can't, like, share it with anybody? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm with you on disagreeing with her standpoint. I don't trump her. Although, swimming in the waters of knowledge just sounds nice. Just, if that's what happens in the body.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't want to tell them. Because then it wouldn't be fun. So maybe I would be
but like you come back.
I choose to come back.
Well, you come back and you forget, right?
So
you
right, that's forever. Why I'm saying yeah. I think maybe I would be one of those souls that choose to come back.
I like dipping my toes in coming back soon.
Oh, so that brings me to my next question. What do you think witches are? Do you think witches are reincarnated old souls that's been going around that theory? Do you think all witches are reincarnated? Again, that theory has been going around. Not necessarily if the witches our grandmothers couldn't burn, LOL, but just older souls.
Because I believe that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, part of my belief system is that everyone who is currently alive that has a soul would be a reincarnated soul. So everybody that's alive that has a soul is reincarnated. Now I say it that way because I had this like shower thought one day kind of thing that was like, boing, like it resonated and I can't get rid of the thought and I think about it quite often. And part of my thought process on life in general and people, and the reason that I say people that do have a soul is, you know, you hear about awful people that do things to other human beings or other living creatures, and you don't understand how another human being could do that, right? And you're just like, I don't get how you could do that to anything else, right? And I was having this, like, I was thinking about it, and it was a shower thought, like, my head was clear. I don't know if I was actually in the shower, I just call them shower thoughts. But the thought was, because of the fact that, please don't hate me guys, because of the fact that Western medicine has enabled so many things to live that wouldn't necessarily otherwise be alive, are there living beings out there that don't have a soul? And that's why they're able to do the things that they're able to do to others, because there was not a soul available to go into that vessel, so it is an empty vessel. And that's why it is what we would think of as soulless when we think of people like Jeffrey Dahmer, who ate his lovers and poured battery acid into somebody's brain cavity to see what would happen. Like,
see,
that's an empty fucking cavity.
I mean,
that's an
soul
empty vessel.
And energy, which souls are energy, is infinite, so I don't think it's physically or spiritually possible to run out of souls.
Well, no, what I mean is a vessel that wasn't supposed to have a soul was born anyway for whatever reason. Because there's people out there that I just don't understand how they have a soul. Like, I legitimately don't. Like, mental issues aside, the things that they do, Jeffrey Dahmer, a perfect example, how could that creature have a soul? I believe there are empty vessels out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe there are empty vessels out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not an empty vessel, I believe you are a reincarnated soul, because it came from somewhere. That soul came from somewhere. It wasn't created the moment that the sperm hit the egg, because energy can either be created or destroyed, so that soul existed. Mm-hmm. And it had a vessel to move into once that vessel was ready for it. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Western medicine or not, that's just where my brain went with, like, how could empty vessels, like, be born? But, like, maybe it's just my way of coping with the fact that some people are so fucking awful. They can do that to another person, and they do have a soul. Maybe it's just a comfort to me to think there are creations of being that are human, quote-unquote, but do not have a soul. They're able to do that because they don't have a soul. Maybe it's just me making myself feel better.
No, I agree. I don't think they have a soul. I don't know why they don't have a soul. I think it doesn't have to have a soul. That's why they don't have a soul.
Right.
But I do agree. They probably do not have a soul.
So, and that's why I say, like,
or
I
let's just be honest. Or maybe they do have a soul. Because I do believe in evil souls.
I believe in evil. I don't know that I believe in evil souls. Like, that's somebody I do some soul searching.
See, to me, it's the difference between a demon. Like, somebody has a demonic soul. That would be like an evil soul.
Because
there's always light.
Would it be a demon in them? Or would it just be that their soul is demonic?
So, let me try and phrase this correctly. There's I'm a little intoxicated, so I'm trying to explain it.
Yeah.
So we have light and we have dark.
Yeah.
We have good and we have bad.
Yeah.
We have to have good and we have to have bad.
Yeah.
We have good souls, we have light workers, whatever you want to call them, up into the sky. Wouldn't it make sense with that yin and yang theory that while there is higher, you know, beings, wouldn't there be lower beings as well with more negative?
I guess, but my viewpoint is we are all creatures of light and dark, you know? So
it just
the balance exists within all of us, you know? We could, you know, a light worker can choose to be bad with their gifts, and they're not really a light worker anymore. Does that mean their soul is evil? Again, that's something I've got to do some soul searching on to see where I believe this. When I think of evil and soul, I guess my thought process is more toward the soul has been mal-affected by an exterior evil source. Does that make sense? Like, that's my, my belief system, I guess, at this point. Like, because I haven't thought on it any deeper than, like, can a soul itself be evil? Because
I guess it would be like angels and like demons. You've got to have that.
Right, so I do believe in that dichotomy for sure, but like, yeah, because my belief in souls and reincarnation and shit, I definitely do believe in that, like, ascension process, right? So I also believe, like, I believe a frog has a soul, right? And that soul maybe was a human at one point, and it's a frog now because it was a shitty fucking human, you know what I mean? Like, I believe in that kind of reincarnation. Not necessarily that it's a punishment, but in that same thing of you go into the next life form based on how you were in your last life.
I can't believe that one. I know
that's,
it's a very common. I know it's very,
it's
very
just
common.
Like, it's part of my belief.
No, absolutely. I know it's very common. I can't believe that one because as a child, I went through some shit. And I don't like to believe that maybe I went through that shit because I was a shitty person.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, the frog is because you're a shitty person in the past. Like, I don't think that if you're a shitty person, you're going to reincarnate as a person. I think you're going to reincarnate as a lower life form person. So do I believe that a person can have such an evil soul? Not really, because I think that would be like pond scum. I think that would reincarnate as pond scum and have to work its way back up to person to not be shitty. So I don't say that people get punished in their life because of that. My belief is that you reincarnate as a lower life form. So if you were shitty in a past life, you wouldn't be human. You'd be a caterpillar, or you'd
and that's,
be
that's very similar to
a frog. I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I believe so. Again, Krishna, last vampire, Hinduism, that was my introduction, so I'm sure that that's probably feeding in, but that is my belief. It's also part of the Jewish belief is that you can, like, be higher and lower, but it's not based on punishment. It's based on, like, what your soul chooses.
Oh, that's
you know, understanding, but no, Judaism okay. is such a close practice. I don't, it's hard to find.
Yeah, too much.
I know, like, Corey and I were discussing it as I was looking into reincarnation for this episode, and we think that our area, probably too close-minded, but if I reach out to somebody in the Northwest, I might find a rabbi that will help me understand Judaism better, so I can better understand my ancestral struggles and stuff like that. But, like, I bought myself a Kabbalah, right? I told you that? No, I bought an interpretation of the Kabbalah.
Oh, damn.
Corey realized I bought an interpretation of the Kabbalah, and I think he was trying to keep me from being embarrassed, because I kept saying I don't know the Kabbalah. So he bought me the Kabbalah. Guess what? It's an interpretation of the Kabbalah. I don't think you can buy the Kabbalah in English. So I have to find somebody who's willing to help me, but it's a closed practice. I don't know that I can find anybody to help me understand it without being willing to convert, but I'm not willing to convert because my whole religion is just incorporating other things. But I resonate with so much that I've learned about mystic Judaism.
You haven't seen Orange is the New Black. I love it when Cindy converts to Judaism and she's like, my name's Tova.
Like, I
love
that.
Your name's not fucking Tova. Yes, it is. I do love it. So my thing is, like, not with what you're saying, but I do feel like that thought process, again, not with yours, but in reincarnating into either in a lower form of a person. So it's a person, again, not yours. Is a dangerous topic because that's kind of how the caste system became a thing.
I don't mean that in a shitty
no,
way.
Because you're
yeah,
talking
I get it.
About,
like,
you're
I'm
talking
like,
about
species. Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking
right.
about, like, there
humans.
Are some people
yes.
that believe
yes.
that you were shitty in the past.
I did
you
see
were,
that
like,
on a
the abuser in your past life, so you're reincarnated as a victim. I can't get behind that. I feel like that's another way for people to make victims feel like shit and blame themselves
yeah.
for their
and abuse. That is not.
Oh, no, I don't
believe.
Think so. But I do
but
cover
I do,
it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to go along with what I'm saying. But, like, just so everybody understands, like, I do hold a belief in animism. You know, like, I believe that everything has, like, spirit in it. So, like, that's where my belief that you can come back as a lower life form if you don't deserve to be a human. Because humans have a lot of fucking capabilities with the fucking evolution we've gone through. So you have to deserve to be able to make the fucking things happen that you can make happen as a human that you can't make necessarily happen in the world as another creature. Like, I think you do have to, like, be decent enough to earn that right. Does that make sense? Which is why I'm like, I don't know if I can believe in an evil soul because it doesn't. I have to meditate on that one and see where I fall because it doesn't fall in with what I already think. But I've never really thought about it because that my belief doesn't include that. You know what I mean? So I've never really thought about it, so I don't know what I believe. But it's an interesting belief. But I also do not 100% don't believe that if you're going through bad stuff now, it's because of the karma of your past lives. Mm-hmm. However, part of the Bible is mistranslated, so actually original Christians did believe in reincarnation because of mistranslation in the Bible. You know when God says, I am a vengeful God, I will revisit, you know, the sins of the father on the son after four generations or whatever? It's supposed to be the word incarnation, and it's if you're shitty now, five lifetimes from now, your life is gonna fucking suck because I'm a vengeful god.
This sounds like North Korea. In a way.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Does
yeah.
that make sense to you what I'm saying? It's like the three generations.
Yeah, I do. I'm not. I'm just saying it's shitty, and you're not wrong.
and it's shitty.
Should I not have said that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about it. I just know bad things about over in that area.
I'm like, oh my god, like, DC viewer, I'm like, sorry.
Who cares? They're not gonna care. Like, honestly, like, because Tibet, like, the stuff that's happening there with, like, because, you know, they always think their Dalai Lama's reincarnated, but they've been exiled from Tibet, the religious people. And, like, if we talk about it, the country that's five letters and starts with the letter C, who owns most of our country, they'd be upset because they own Tibet. So, like, I mean, is it dangerous to talk about? I don't fucking know. But China would hate that, you know, to know that I was watching a documentary earlier that was talking about the fact that they own Tibet and they're kind of killing out this practice of their belief in reincarnation and the Dalai Lama and all this stuff because of kicking them out of their country when they took over in the 1950s.
No, unfortunately, I think that's not uncommon.
It's not that.
It happens to most cultures.
A lot of cultures, it does. It's sad. But, like, that's why, like, shows like this are so important where we keep people informed. We may also sound sometimes dumb while we're keeping you informed.
Or crazy.
But, yeah, we might sound crazy. But it's important to know about these things.
Yes.
It's important to keep them out there in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like what I have to say about it, free speech, America, that's all I can say.
I'm very curious on our viewers' beliefs in reincarnation, yeah. So please comment if you're watching us on YouTube. Let us know. And don't forget to like and subscribe, please.
Yeah, for sure. Was there... God, there's so much else.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought we were pulling it up to a close because we're at an hour.
Like, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I thought
you
were
like,
going,
should we
do
yeah.
a part two?
No. Maybe. Do you guys want us to do a part
right?
two?
Right? I'm so sorry. I did not mean to call this.
I can't see the
okay.
time.
Yeah, no, we're like right at an hour. I assume that's what you were doing. I am so sorry.
No, don't be sorry because we're at an hour and we still have to record the next
one. I know.
Thanks for coming to sit with us this fall, guys. Wait, Melissa, thanks for being our patron. If you want a shout out as well, you can visit patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot. And by becoming our patron, you will help us get better sound editing equipment so you get to enjoy this show even more. I like that. That was a good
way to put that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit.
You are invited to join the ghosts, the banshees, the fairies, and demons run amok. We're all coming to Octoberpod's Halloween potluck. You'll enjoy this ghastly crew. If your blood doesn't end up in the stew, we'll be baking a cake and raising some hell. Beware, for heaven's sake, because we've got ghost stories to tell at Octoberpod's Halloween Potluck. Coming to YouTube on Tuesday, October 11th. Get a special preview by listening to our companion podcast, Octoberpod AM, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or find all our links at octoberpodvhs.com. Octoberpod. Retro horror for bold individualists. The following tale will be featured in Octoberpod's Halloween Potluck, which premieres Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, only on YouTube. After you listen to this podcast, head over to our YouTube channel, Octoberpod Home Video, and get in on all the fun. For now, kick back and enjoy Tea Party. True ghost story, written for Octoberpod by Amber Jordan, co-host of Witches Talking Tarot podcast. Narrated by MJ McAdams, author and creator host of Humble Hauntings podcast.
When I was 10, we lived in a house in Holland, PA, a little town in Bucks County. It's an old part of the country. The air is thick with history everywhere you go. The house was a multi-story brick home with dark wood accents throughout. and was about 100 years old. In this house, there was a mother-in-law's suite. I had never known of such a thing and was immensely overjoyed when I found out it was like a studio apartment located inside the house. There was a little kitchenette area with a sink, stove and oven, a tiny couch for visitors, even a brass-framed bed. I was so young, I honestly thought it was made of gold. And oh, how my parents laughed at that one. The furniture in this room had all come with the house, which was not something I thought of before, but definitely after.
Movies
and feelings. Pop, pop.
Bring Your Own Popcorn is a podcast that dives into people and the movies who love them. Let us preach to your choir or stoke your ire as we spiral down memory lane with cult classics, Jurassics, and other genres that rhyme with traffic. What we lack in education, we make up for with comedy, compassion, and camaraderie. I'm your host, Mixtape Majesty, inviting you to join me and an assortment of wonderful guests on fine podcast apps everywhere.
Bring your own popcorn.